19. Praised be to him, through whose splendors the earth and the heavens are aglow, through whose fragrant breathings the gardens of holiness that adorn the hearts of the chosen are trembling for joy, to him who hath shed his light and brightened the face of the firmament. Verily there appeared luminous and sparkling stars, glittering, shining out, and casting forth their rays upon the supreme horizon. They derived their grace and brilliance from the bounties of the Abha realm. Then, stars of guidance, they poured down their lights upon this earth. Praised be to him who hath fashioned this new era, this age of majesty, even as an unfolding pageant where the realities of all things can be exposed to view. Now are the clouds of bounty raining down, and the gifts of the loving Lord are clearly manifest. For both the seen and the unseen worlds have been illumined, and the Promised One hath come down to earth, and the beauty of the Adored One hath shone forth. Salutations, blessings, and welcome to that universal reality, that perfect word, that manifest book, that splendor which hath dawned in the highest heaven, that guide of all nations, that light of the world, the billowing ocean of whose abounding grace hath flooded all creation, in such wise that the waves thereof have cast upon the sands of this visible world their shining pearls. Now hath the truth appeared and falsehood fled away. Now hath the day dawned and jubilation taken over, wherefore men's souls are sanctified, their spirits purged, their hearts rejoiced, their minds purified, their secret thoughts made wholesome, their consciences washed clean, their inmost selves made holy. For the day of resurrection hath come to pass, and the bestowals of thy Lord, the forgiving, have encompassed all things. Salutations and praise be unto those luminous, resplendent stars that are shedding down their rays from the highest heaven, those celestial bodies of the girdling zodiac of the Abha realm. May glory rest upon them. And now, O thou honored man who hath hearkened unto the great announcement, rise up to serve the cause of God with the resistless power of the Abha kingdom and the breaths that blow from the spirit of the company on high. Grieve thou not over what the Pharisees and the purveyors of false rumours among the writers for the press are saying of Baha. Call thou to mind the days of Christ and the afflictions heaped upon him by the people and all the torments and tribulations inflicted upon his disciples. Since ye are lovers of the Abha beauty, ye also must, for his love's sake, incur the people's blame, and all that befell those of a former age must likewise befall you. Then will the faces of the chosen be alight with the splendors of the kingdom of God, and will shine down the ages, yea, down all the cycles of time, while the deniers shall remain in their manifest loss. It will be even as was said by the Lord Christ, they shall persecute you for my name's sake. Remind them of these words, and say unto them, verily did the Pharisees rise up against Messiah, despite the bright beauty of his face and all his comeliness. And they cried out that he was not Messiah, Masih, but a monster, Masih, because he had claimed to be Almighty God, the Sovereign Lord of all, and told them, I am God's Son, and verily in the inmost being of his only Son, his mighty ward, clearly revealed with all his attributes, all his perfections, standeth the Father. This, they said, was open blasphemy and slander against the Lord, according to the clear and irrefutable texts of the Old Testament. Therefore they passed the sentence upon him, decreeing that his blood be shed, and they hanged him on the cross, where he cried aloud, O, my beloved Lord, how long wilt thou abandon me to them? Lift me up unto thee, shelter me close to thee, make me a dwelling by thy throne of glory. Verily art thou the answerer of prayers, and thou art the clement, the merciful. O my Lord, verily this world with all its vastness can no longer contain me, and I love this cross out of love for thy beauty and yearning for thy realm on high, and because of this fire fanned by the gusts of thy holiness, a flame within my heart. Help me, O Lord, to ascend unto thee. Sustain me, that I may reach unto thy sacred threshold, O my loving Lord. Verily, thou art the merciful, the possessor of great bounty. Verily, thou art the generous. Verily, thou art the compassionate. Verily, thou art the all-knowing. There is none other God save thee, the mighty, the powerful. Never would the Pharisees have been emboldened to calumniate him and charge him with that grievous sin, but for their ignorance of the inner core of mysteries and the fact that they paid no heed to his splendours and regarded not his proofs. Else would they have acknowledged his words and borne witness to the verses he revealed, confessed the truth of his utterances, sought shelter under the protective shadow of his banner, learned of his signs and tokens, and rejoiced in his blissful tidings. Know thou that the divine essence, which is called the invisible of the invisibles, never to be described beyond the reach of mind, is sanctified above any mention, any definition or hint or allusion, any acclamation or praise. In the sense that it is, the intellect can never grasp it, and the soul seeking knowledge of it is but a wanderer in the desert and far astray. No vision taketh in him, but he taketh in all vision. He is the subtle, the all-informed. When, however, thou dost contemplate the innermost essence of all things, and the individuality of each, thou wilt behold the signs of thy Lord's mercy in every created thing, and see the spreading rays of his names and attributes throughout all the realm of being, with evidences which none will deny, save the froward and the unaware. Then wilt thou observe that the universe is a scroll that discloseth his hidden secrets, which are preserved in the well-guarded tablet. And not an atom of all the atoms in existence, not a creature from amongst the creatures, but speaketh his praise and telleth of his attributes and names, revealeth the glory of his might, and guideth to his oneness and his mercy. And none will gainsay this who hath ears to hear, eyes to see, and a mind that is sound. And whensoever thou dost gaze upon creation all entire, and dost observe the very atoms thereof, thou wilt note that the rays of the Sun of Truth are shed upon all things and shining within them, and telling of that day star splendors, its mysteries, and the spreading of its lights. Look thou upon the trees, upon the blossoms and fruits, even upon the stones. Here too wilt thou behold the sun's rays shed upon them, clearly visible within them and manifested by them. Shouldst thou, however, turn thy gaze unto a mirror, brilliant, stainless, and pure, wherein the divine beauty is reflected, therein wilt thou find the sun shining with its rays, its heat, its disk, its fair form all entire. For each separate entity possesseth its allotted portion of the solar light, and telleth of the sun. But that universal reality, in all its splendour, that stainless mirror, whose qualities are appropriate to the qualities of the sun revealed within it, expresseth in their entirety the attributes of the source of glory. And that universal reality is man, the divine being, the essence that abideth forever. Say, call upon God, or call upon the All-Merciful. Whichsoever you call upon, most beauteous are his names. This is the meaning of the Messiah's words, that the Father is in the Son. Dost thou not see that should a stainless mirror proclaim, verily is the sun a shine within me, together with all its qualities, tokens, and signs? Such an utterance by such a mirror would be neither deceptive nor false. No, by the one who created it, shaped it, fashioned it, and made it to be an entity conformable to the attributes of the glory within it. Praised be he who created it. Praised be he who fashioned it. Praised be he who made it manifest. Such were the words uttered by Christ. On account of these words, they cavilled at and assailed him when he said unto them, verily the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. Be thou informed of this, and learn thou the secrets of thy Lord. As for the deniers, they are veiled from God. They see not, they hear not, neither do they understand. Leave them to entertain themselves with their cavillings. Abandon them to their wanderings along the riverbeds where no stream flows. Like grazing beasts, they cannot tell paste from pearl. Are they not shut away from the mysteries of thy Lord, the Clement, the Merciful? For thy part, rejoice at this best of all glad tidings, and rise up to exalt the word of God, and to spread abroad his sweet savours in all that vast and mighty land. Know thou of a certainty that thy Lord will come to thine aid with a company of the concourse on high and hosts of the Abha kingdom. These will mount the attack and will furiously assail the forces of the ignorant, the blind. Ere long wilt thou behold the flush of daybreak spreading from out the most exalted realm, and the morn encompassing all regions. It will put the dark to flight, and the gloom of night will fade and pass, and the bright brow of the faith shine forth, and the day star rise and overspread the world. On that day will the faithful rejoice, and the steadfast be blissful. Then will the slanderers take themselves off, and the waverers be blotted out, even as deepest shadows fall away at the first light of the breaking dawn. Greetings be unto thee, and praise. O God, my God, this is thy radiant servant, thy spiritual thrall, who hath drawn nigh unto thee and approached thy presence. He hath turned his face unto thine, acknowledging thy oneness, confessing thy singleness, and he hath called out in thy name among the nations, and led the people to the streaming waters of thy mercy, O thou most generous Lord. To those who asked, he hath given to drink from the cup of guidance that brimmeth over with the wine of thy measureless grace. O Lord, assist him under all conditions. Cause him to learn thy well-guarded mysteries, and shower down upon him thy hidden pearls. Make of him a banner rippling from castle summits in the winds of thy heavenly aid. Make of him a wellspring of crystal waters. O my forgiving Lord, light up the hearts with the rays of a lamp that sheddeth abroad its beams, disclosing to those among thy people whom thou hast bounteously favoured the realities of all things. Verily thou art the mighty, the powerful, the protector, the strong, the beneficent. Verily, thou art the Lord of all mercies.